Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Mind-blowing.
But it goes back to Laurel, just, yes. You know, God bless her. She just made a decision one day. I'm going to send this nerd a Valentine's Day card. Who knows if it's going to lead to anything? I don't know. I didn't know her thinking at the time. But I was in the lab like I always was, you know, 21 hours a day I was in the lab. I came home that one particular wee hours of the morning, and there it was under my door. Mm. And I opened it up, and it changed my life. Just that single thing. What if Laurel hadn't done that? And that's the world we live in. It's so unpredictable. And that's why I will say to young people, I will speak to groups of kids in college or high school, and I'll say to them, look, it's great for you to dream. Dreams are important to have, and by all means, pursue them. I did. But along the way, don't be like a horse that has their eyes blinkered. Don't be so single-mindedly focused on your dream that you miss out on something that will happen to you along the way that will edit or even replace your dream with what I consider to be your God-given destiny. Because that destiny that God has for each of us will blow away any dream that we can conjure up for ourselves. And that's exactly what happened to me. My dream was just to become a scientist. I was headed to Harvard. I thought that was it. I had gotten the brass ring. I was at the end of the line. This is fantastic. Top of the world. I had no idea, Susie, of being a big-shot, jet-setting national correspondent on a major broadcast television, having my own show on national TV, primetime, making a movie with an award-winning director and award-winning actress. None of that was part of my dream. But I really believe that it was part of my God-given destiny. And so there are enormous implications, and each truth that I talk about in the book, I always end the chapter by saying, so what does this mean to you and me? Because the implications of what I've discovered, this concurrence between science and the Bible, is not no mere academic discovery. This has enormous, enormous implications to our everyday lives, just like I've just described.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.